This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In news from the Ukraine, as Kyiv and other cities pick themselves up, the retaken city of Kherson in southern Ukraine came under heavy bombardment from Russian forces. AP correspondent Karen Chamos reports.
The sound of shelling thunders across the Kherson skyline. Ukrainian troops on the front line launch reconnaissance drones to determine the enemy's positions before firing. Kurt, a commander for a military unit, told the AP that Russian soldiers had taken up positions on the left bank of the Dnipro River. While the goal for Ukraine is to push the Russians further back, crossing the Dnipro River has become tricky as both sides have destroyed surrounding bridges. A day earlier, at least five people died in the city from Russian shelling. Nevertheless, the mood in Kherson remains defiant and resolute, as Kherson resident Valentina Pedina tells the AP, Putin wanted to take Kherson. Never. We will die here, but we will not give it to him. I'm Karen Chamas.
And Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky demanded the United Nations punish Russian airstrikes on civilian infrastructure after a missile barrage caused the worst nationwide power outages yet, plunging cities into freezing darkness. With millions of Ukrainians enduring below zero temperatures at home, authorities are working hard to get the lights and heat back on. Russia's latest missile barrage killed 10 people, shut down Ukraine's nuclear power plants, and knocked out most power nationwide. Indonesian authorities are struggling to get aid to thousands of people displaced by a deadly earthquake in western Java. Monday's 5.6 magnitude earthquake killed at least 272 people. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will try to push Congress to enact more gun control measures after a spate of mass shootings in the country in recent weeks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The sound of shelling thunder.
Six people killed in a Southeast Virginia Walmart, five dead in Colorado Springs in just a week. And President Biden says more must be done to prevent these killings from taking place.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick.
He tells reporters he'll take it to Congress, even though the session's almost over. Meanwhile, the president reached out to the owners of Club Q in Colorado Springs, offering support and condolences. While a worker at the Virginia Walmart, whose life was spared, says she doesn't think the victims were randomly chosen.
He was going hunting. He was picking people out.
Jesse Wilcheski, on the job just 5 days, says the gunman aimed at her and then told her to run. I'm Jack.
And in world news, Taiwan's president cast this weekend's local elections as a referendum on her leadership, saying a vote for her party's candidates was a vote for her and her commitment to take good care of Taiwan and ensure peace with China. Her second term in office runs out in 2024, and she cannot stand again as president because of term limits. She was reelected by a landslide in 2020 on a pledge to stand up to China and protect Taiwan's freedom and democracy. Israel has canceled 200 out of some 15,500 permits issued to Palestinians from the Gaza Strip to work in its territory after a laborer was accused of planning to carry out a bombing, the Shin Bet Security Agency is saying. The suspect, arrested on October 30th, told interrogators he had been recruited by relatives in the militant group Islamic Jihad to plant a bomb on a bus in southern Israel, the Shin Bet said. French lawmakers debated this week whether to enshrine abortion rights in the Constitution, with MPs on the left and center saying the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of a landmark ruling in June showed the need for new steps. Women have had a legal right to abortion in France since a law adopted in 1974 and updated several times since, with the latest modification in February, extending access to abortion to 14 weeks of pregnancy from 12. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.